Thank you, Chair, and thank you, UNHCR colleagues. High Commissioner, colleagues, it is an honor to reaffirm the United States' commitment to the humanitarian mission of UNHCR. The surging scale and complexity of crises we face as a global community demand that we come together to provide support and solidarity to those who have been forced to flee their homes. And today, I am proud to share the United States' pledge of $200 million to UNHCR's 2025 Global Appeal, a pledge that underscores our steadfast commitment to ensuring that refugees, stateless persons, and displaced communities have the protection, care, and opportunities they deserve. This pledge builds on our long history of partnership with UNHCR. UNHCR's provision of life-saving assistance to refugees and displaced communities around the world is remarkable. Your commitment to protecting human dignity and creating pathways for hope, even in the most difficult of circumstances, continues to make a profound impact globally. While the scale of global displacement is staggering, it is important to recognize that we can address these challenges together. As individuals find themselves displaced for years and even decades, we must plan for and deliver approaches from the start that are sustainable and foster inclusion in national and development systems. This is about evolving humanitarian assistance from creating dependence to creating opportunity. It's about helping people rebuild their lives and reclaim agency, where refugees can live with dignity and host countries can harness the potential that refugees bring to their economies, cultures, and societies. Our commitment is not just about funding. We are also calling for broader system-wide reforms. We urge the international community, governments, the private sector, civil society organizations, and local communities to work together in new ways to prioritize sustainable approaches to refugee needs. This is a collective challenge, and the solutions we need will only be achieved through collaboration, innovation, and bold action. High Commissioner, let today's pledges serve as a call to action for all member states and partners. The challenges we face demand that we rethink how we work together. The United States is committed to ensuring that our collective pledges lead to real, lasting change for those who need it most. Thank you.